the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a Western moon.
From an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Oh, the city life and the city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to be back home, out on the Texas plain.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride out on the Texas plain. Java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear that coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
Make yourselves at home, everybody. This is Foy Willing with a real Western welcome and an invitation to listen to the boys and myself as we bring you the songs and a story of the West.
And during the show, we'll have a surprise visit from a couple of very famous Western characters.
We sure will, Terry. But right now, it's music time. We'd like to sing a song that Sid Robin and I wrote, one of our Capitol record releases, Lay Your Little Head on My Shoulder.
Shoulder, brush away the tears from your eyes. Love like ours could never grow colder. I'm sorry that I made you cry. You will soon forgive and forget what they say. Someday you'll forget all those lies. Lay your little head on my shoulder. Brush away the tears from your eyes. Tears from your eyes. Love like ours could never grow colder. I'm sorry that I made you cry. You will soon forgive and forget what tears from your eyes.
Well, let's take a look at that clock. Yep, there's just time before the next number for a few words about that good Weber's bread. And the words that suggest themselves when you think of Weber's bread are words like, well, flavor, for instance. Yes, sirree, folks, flavor is one thing Weber's bread is literally teeming with. That good, robust, hearty, satisfying flavor that everyone enjoys. Sure, and the words like soft and fresh. Mm-hmm, soft and fresh. That's one of the big delights of eating Weber's bread. It's delivered every morning in the famous blue gingham wrapper. The wrapper that keeps the soft, melt-in-your-mouth freshness in. Another good word for Weber's bread is nourishing. And how it's nourishing. But we won't bore you with talk about vitamins and minerals and so on. Naturally, good Weber's bread has them. We know you'll like Weber's bread. Will you try a loaf soon? Remember the name, folks. Weber's bread in the bright blue gingham wrapper. And now back to your all-star Western Theater.
Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage turn out a happy-go-lucky tune this time. I guess it shows a cowboy's fine disrespect for entangling alliances, but it's mighty fine music, and it's called I'll Have Somebody Else As Soon As You're Gone.
I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone. You'll never break my heart no more.
I used to weep and sigh each time we said goodbye.
You broke my heart so often, there's no more tears to cry.
I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone.
I'll miss you, dear, but not for long.
Another face will take your place and love will bloom anew.
I'll make up for those tears I've shed a crying over you.
I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone.
You'll never break my heart no more.
Somebody else as soon as you're gone.
You'll never break my heart no more.
I used to weep and sigh each time we said goodbye.
You broke my heart so often, there's no more tears to cry.
I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone.
I'll miss you, dear, but not for long.
Another face will take your place and love will bloom anew.
I'll make up for those tears I've shed a-crying over you.
I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone.
You'll never break my heart no more.
Every spring, the Riders of the Purple Sage and myself go along on the famous California ride of the Rancheros. We have a lot of fun and meet a lot of wonderful people. And we want to dedicate our next song to this great group of horsemen.
Boy, our story's about the Rancheros ride, and we think this song fits right in and makes good listening any time of the year. It's called Ride, 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 Rancheros.
Weary ponies droop their heads, their day is ending. Tired rancheros round the fire, our voices blending. Singing songs that we all know, dear old girl and old lad. Soon it's time to go to bed.
Tomorrow we ride again.
Ride, rancheros, ride.
runs our course, nature's our kin. Eat when we're hungry, drink when we're dry, sleep when we're tired, and sing as we ride. Ride, rancheros, ride, rancheros, ride, ride, ride.
Ride, ride. Time now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to bring you another of their adventures of the West. This time, a tale of our own California country and the strange characters who move through the story of the Ride of the Rancheros. 100 miles up the coast from Hollywood lies the beautiful modern city of Santa Barbara. Ringed by brown hills and blue mountains, it's the center of an area of horse and cattle ranches that stretch over into the Santa Ynez Valley. Neither Santa Barbara nor the modern rancheros who own these great spreads have forgotten the colorful days of a century or more ago, when this land was all cattle country and entertaining was on a lavish scale. Each year, Santa Barbara celebrates an old-time fiesta. And each year, those rancheros visitadores ride the famous trails from ranch to ranch. It's a week when fine horses and horsemen follow the roundup trail as they used to do. And it forms the background for the story the Riders of the Purple Sage bring you today.
Drifting along.
In the spring, just about the time of the Ride of the Rancheros, Foy Willing and Al Sloy were back in their saddles following the trail that winds down the north slope of the mountains and along the banks of the Santa Ynez River. When night comes, they make camp beside the stream, and with dinner over, they roll up in their blankets on the sand, just as the old Spanish riders used to do in the same place.
Oh, you can say that again.
Okay. Oh, gosh, oh, boy.
Nothing like a day on the saddle to make you tired and sleepy.
Oh, brother, look at those stars.
They don't look like that in Hollywood. There's too many electric lights down there. Well, I'm going to do a lot of sleeping tonight. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, how many rancheros are making the ride this year?
Oh, I don't know, but it seems like everybody that owns a horse is up here.
Boy, are we going to have fun. Different ranch every night, barbecues, parties.
Yeah, that's really living. Well, yeah. We'll join the rest of the bunch in the morning. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, me too. Night.
Good night, Al.
Pancho.
Sí, Cisco. Yeah, Pancho is a beautiful night. Fine night to be serenading a lovely señorita, no? Sí, Cisco. It's too nice a night to be riding around looking for the trouble.
Why, Cisco, kid never looks for trouble. This time it comes to us without looking.
Why not wait till morning, Cisco? I'm tired.
Well, when a beautiful señorita is being held for ransom, Cisco does not wait.
Why not the señorita's father pay the ransom?
Don Moreno has not yet sold the cattle from the roundup.
Huh?
He asked his old Francisco to get 10,000 American dollars and have the money by sunrise.
Huh?
You and I, we got the money.
Cisco, we not have $10,000. Where we find it in the middle of the night?
Oh, this is easy, Pancho. You steal it from El Lobo.
From El Lobo?
Sí. He's the one who kidnapped señorita Moreno.
Huh?
You steal the money from him, pay him the ransom, rescue the señorita. And everybody's happy, no?
He's a good joke and a lower.
Oh, see. What is wrong with a good joke?
Nothing, Cisco. Nothing.
And this is the place where we steal the money. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, bro.
Oh, Lobo. Slow down, Lobo. Oh, 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 oh. Cisco, this is only a bend in the river. You mean the money's here?
Pancho, you are close to $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Now be quiet.
See, see.
Tie the horses and we go.
Which way the money?
Over past that little clearing there.
Hmm?
You come with me. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Pancho, wait.
What it is?
There, you see, in the moonlight. Tu cabrera is asleep.
Oh, so it is. They must be very tired. They not even hear the horses.
Maybe they did.
No. One of them turned over.
They sleep so sound. We sneak past them.
No. Maybe they are the guards of El Lobo. Come, we take them by surprise.
Wake up, hombre!
Answer, hombre!
What's up?
Gonna break for the guns, senores.
What's going on?
Guns? What is this?
You see, I have you covered, senores.
Bandits, huh?
I have been called a bandido, see?
Oh, I get it, Al. Looks like the rancheros are pulling a gag on us.
Oh, some joke. Waking us up in the middle of the night.
If you think it's a joke, George Mac one moves. Cisco, shoot off your ears.
Then I don't think I'm going to move, partner.
Look, Cisco, or whatever your name is, we're a couple of peaceful riders heading for the rancheros' ride. You don't have to keep us covered.
How many of the rancheros are around here? Which ones do you ride with?
The whole bunch of them. We go from one ranch to another for a whole week.
Oh, see, it's roundup time. The rancheros have visited each other for many years. If you are friends of the rancheros, I'll let you help me play a trick on El Lobo. But remember, no one plays tricks on the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid?
At your service, senores. And this is Pancho.
How'd you do?
How do you do? I'm Foy Willing, and this is Al Slowey.
How'd you do?
Glad to know you. But I always thought the Cisco Kid was a fictional character.
Do I look fictional, senor?
Well, with that .45 in your hand, you look mighty real to me.
Cisco, what about the monies?
See, the money. Your partner say you're willing, but we need $10,000 before money.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't get it from us, Cisco. Even with a gun.
I don't think we even got $50 between you.
Oh, no, this is not a holdup. But we need the money to rescue a beautiful senorita. Poncho will get the tools, and you can help us get the money.
Yes, Cisco. I'll be right back.
Si.
Well, I don't know how you're going to get this money, but I don't like the idea of turning bandit.
Oh, no. We do not hold up anyone. We simply steal the $10,000 from El Lobo.
Well, that's the second time you mentioned that guy. Who is El Lobo?
El Lobo? You do not know him? He's a no-good bandido. He steals and keeps the money. He's not like the Cisco Kid who steals only to help others. El Lobo is a very hard and wicked man.
Well, if he's so tough, isn't he going to be unhappy about your taking his money?
He will never know until I have ransomed the Senorita Moreno and returned her to her father. You see, senores, the money is right here.
Where?
Right behind that big bush. $10,000 that El Lobo took from the stagecoach. Cisco watched him hide the money. But El Lobo does not know this.
Boy, this doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Well, I'm kind of surprised myself, Al. Look, Cisco, what do you want us to do?
Oh, it's very simple. The money is buried under many rocks and much dirt. Cisco does not like to work, and Pancho is lazy. You two can dig up the money.
Oh, no.
You wish I should shoot off your ears?
No.
Ah, then you will dig.
Sounds like the man's making us a fair proposition, Al.
Yeah, when you think about not having any ears, it does sound fair enough to me.
Is it true, Cisco?
Bueno. We're all going to the brush now. Come on.
Well, I guess we don't have much choice, Al.
Yeah. Right through this way here.
Oh, Senorita Marina, thank you, senores, for saving her from El Lobo.
I don't think there is a senorita.
Oh, but there is. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, whoever dreamed up this gag sure made a good story out of it. Even to the beautiful gal who has to be rescued.
Well, here we are, senores. Now, take the shovels and dig.
Oh, brother.
Grab a shovel, Al. Unless you want to experiment with your ears.
Oop, hand me that shovel, boy. Oh, man. We've been digging for 2 hours.
Wait a minute. I just hit something.
Oh, it is a box, no?
It is a box, yes.
I helped you lift it out, no?
Well, now, that's real nice of you, Pancho.
After we did all the digging.
Here.
Oh.
I'll put it right up here.
Hey.
All right. Open it with the pick, Pancho. Gracias.
De nada. You know, Al, I'd swear I was dreaming all this.
Oh, my back didn't hurt so much.
Oh, look, Cisco, the money.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Look at all those old bills.
You've done a great service to Senorita Moreno. We will pay her ransom before morning. Come, Pancho, take the money and we hurry back to our horses.
Hey, aren't we going along to meet the beautiful Senorita?
Yeah. After we did all the work, we should be in on the payoff.
We do not have time to wait while you saddle your horses. However, you can meet us tomorrow if you wish.
I sure do wish. There's something funny about this.
Somebody shooting at us.
I shot my arrow.
Pancho is yellow on his men.
Here. Over there now.
Yeah.
Those are coming to me.
Come, Pancho. We can take the bandidos away.
This is true.
Hey, Cisco, Pancho, wait a minute.
Oh, oh my.
Oh, brother. Am I stiff and sore?
Oh, me too, Foy. Guess we're not used to sleeping out like this, huh?
Oh, I guess not. You know, I had the darndest dreams all night long.
Oh, me too.
A lot of crazy stuff about digging up buried treasure while the Cisco kid stood over me with a .45.
Huh?
What's the matter?
Well, nothing, only I was dreaming the same thing.
That's funny. Well, we might as well saddle up and ride on down to the ranch.
Yeah.
I could sure eat some breakfast.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, oh, my back. Oh,
oh, mine too. Well, maybe it's the dampness here by the river.
Just getting old, I guess. Say, well, wait a minute. Where's my hat?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, there it is. Over there by that bush.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boy.
What's the matter, Al?
There's a bullet hole right through my hat.
You're kidding.
Well, come and look.
Well, that's sure funny. I dream you got your hat shot off.
Well, so did I. Say, hey, wait a minute. Let's look back there in that brush.
Sure, come on.
Hey, look.
By golly, a big hole.
And the
and
box.
And a pick and two shovels.
Yeah, and the box there. The money was in.
Are you sure we were dreaming?
Now that you mention it, I'm not sure at all.
No, neither am I.
Brother, when will I tell those rancheros what happened to us?
Yeah. Well, you can tell them if you want to.
Huh?
But I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Well, what for?
Well, I found out a long time ago that it's one thing to tell a good story, and it's another thing to make folks believe it.
Well, how about it, mothers? Isn't it a fact that when Johnny comes marching home, from school, that is, his first words are, "I'm hungry." Well, you know, the easy way to handle that hunger problem is with good Weber's bread. Yes, indeed. Just pull a bright blue gingham-wrapped Weber's loaf from the bread box, remove a slice or two, butter them up, and add jam, jelly, or peanut butter. And say, with Weber's bread, you're doing two good things for that youngster. First, you're giving him a treat he'll enjoy. And second, you're providing him with the sound, bodybuilding nourishment that's packed into every loaf of Weber's bread. And remember, mothers, the only way to enjoy Weber's goodness is to choose the loaf in the famous blue gingham wrapper. That's good Weber's bread. And now back to your all-star Western Theater.
Out here in the West, we feel sorry for those of you who've never seen the great cattle country, never ridden a horse over the mesas in the desert, and never seen the sun go down in a riotous Western sunset. We'll try to bring you a little of the West, though, in the finale song by Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Here's Blue Shadows on the Trail.
Drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Move along.
shadows move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Shadows on the
to ride along with us, and we hope to have you back again next week. This is Boy Willing speaking for Al Floyd, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, Bud Siebert, the Riders of the Purple Sage, and saying thanks to the Cisco Kid and Poncho for helping us tell our story. Thanks also to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs the program. So long, friends, and easy riding wherever the trail leads you.
Friends, here's something you shouldn't miss. The Boys Club Rose Bowl Rodeo next Friday night at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. Monty Montana, the champion trick rider and roper, will be there doing stunts with Jerry Colonna. And there are many other feature performers and some wonderful gate prizes. So come and bring the children. Get your free child's ticket at any thrifty drugstore in Southern California. Your All-Star Western Theater has been brought to you by the bakers of that good Weber's bread. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles. Los Angeles.